LS 3 4.3
Now, in any situation where somebody is faced with a choice, presumably they have a goal of some sort, and that goal can vary a lot depending on the circumstances. So let's say you want to buy a new car. One person's goal may be to buy the most economical car available, the cheapest one out there. Another person, though, might have a different goal, say, to buy the most luxurious car, or the most environmentally friendly, or the fastest one, whatever. So the goal sets the framework for the decision. When you make your choice, you're trying to do so in a way that gets you closest to your goal in the most satisfying way. The situation, of course, can affect the goal. Let's say that you're looking for a car and are hoping for a luxurious one, but price is a problem because you don't have much money. So there, the situation, not having money, affects the goal, changing it from getting a luxurious car to getting the most luxurious car that I can afford. So that's the situation affecting the goal. Now, what factors are going to affect the decision in a positive way, which get us as close to the goal as possible? Firstly, I suppose, a successful outcome, a successful choice, that is, depends on how well the individual is able to calculate all the benefits and drawbacks to the decision. Most choices really are of this sort. It's very rare that you have to make a straightforward decision between, say, just two things without having to consider anything else. There are normally multiple issues to consider, and those people who are able to consider all of the variables rationally are often believed to be better at making reliable decisions. Experience can also affect the success of a decision. If you're buying a house for the second or third time, for instance, you will have more experience and knowledge of the important things to consider than someone who's buying a house for the first time. So experience of the situation in which you're choosing is important too.